It's Marketplace Tech for Monday, the 21st. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. I'm sure George Washington would agree. What's an inauguration without an official presidential inauguration app for Android or Apple iOS? The Inauguration Committee has a free one with maps of the Washington Mall and other inauguration-themed goodies. But as Politico first reported, the app asks users for contact information, and the fine print reserves the right to share the resulting data with, quote, candidates, organizations, groups, or causes that we believe have similar political viewpoints, principles, or objectives. Kathy Kiley is the managing editor of the Sunlight Foundation, a nonpartisan group that pushes for government transparency.
It's not generally an event that's had partisan overtones. So I think the notion that this would be used as a conduit for what could ultimately become a partisan political campaign is a little bit eyebrow-raising.
The Presidential Inauguration Committee is quoted saying the app is consistent with its mission and collects only mobile phone numbers that users voluntarily share. But it's like social media and many other apps and websites. It's striking how much information we do share, knowingly or not. Over time, if you're not paying attention, you can end up sharing a lot. One system to help you control your privacy is called My Permissions. Olivier Amar is CEO of the company.
It happens all the time, actually. People on a day-to-day basis are always giving access to their information anywhere they go online, in the cloud, in applications. It doesn't matter, but as soon as they click accept, they've usually given away some level of privacy.
I always feel bad. It's sort of like I'm supposed to balance my checkbook at least once a month. I'm supposed to check and manage my privacy settings on every website on a regular basis. I don't. I don't have time.
Well, yeah, and that's where we come in, right? You run the scanner once. It tells you all the applications that presently have access to your personal information, and then you can clean them up. You can manage them. You can trust them, report them, remove them. It doesn't really matter. And then as new applications, as you connect to different services where you're sharing your information, we let you know. We give you a small tap on the shoulder, and we're like, are you sure you want to share this information? And if so, then great. And if not, then no.
So, Olivier, how do you make money off this?
Well, listen, we're a funded startup right now, so we're less interested in making money than we are in driving what we hope is a better web.
You're doing this out of the kindness of your heart?
Well, listen, we're a startup. So like I said, right now we're funded and we're happy. At some point, we may offer a premium suite, but the service that people are using right now, it'll always be free.
So does Facebook, Flickr, Twitter hate you? I mean, they make money the more they know about their users, and your system leaves them knowing less about us.
I don't think so. We've aligned ourselves with the guidelines that Facebook preaches on their developer blogs. We just want developers to apply the same principles that Facebook's advising them to.
Olivier Amar, founder and CEO of MyPermissions.com.
Marketplace Tech is supported by the Economic Development Authority of Fairfax County, Virginia, home to creative people and creative solutions at powerofideas.org.
And before we go, isn't Nokia clever? The Finland-based company is releasing free digital templates so that owners of the Lumia 820 smartphone can geek out and construct customized plastic shells for their phones if they have access to a 3D printer. There's a public library in Connecticut that has one of those printers. More on that tomorrow. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.